From San Francisco, this is Sundown Lounge. Show number 311. It's Friday, February 22nd, 2013. That most excellent lead-off piece was Rough Draft Interlude, backed with Sweet for Ma Dukes, from Sweet for Dilla, as in James Yancey, better known as Jay Dilla. His work as a producer has a defining role in hip-hop. He produced hits for A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Common, Erykah Badu, and Janet Jackson. At 32, he passed away in Los Angeles in the care of his mother, Maureen Ma Dukes Yancey, of a lupus-related illness. Miguel Atwood Ferguson pays tribute to Dilla by interpreting his music for a 60-piece orchestra featuring special guests Bilal Dwele, Posdnis Talib Kweli, Kerium Riggins, and more. This premiere performance left many in the sold-out crowd in tears. Oh, by the way, Sweet for Dilla, produced by DJ J. Rel, was released on February 15th. There's an interesting and very eclectic sampling of fresh and vintage music and poetry from Chicago this week, coming from Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, and YouTube. Welcome to Show 311, Sweet Home Chicago.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting
at poetrypodcasting.org.
This is a laid-back and often explicit, you bet your ass, weekly international podzine of extremely eclectic music, spoken word, weird science, progressive politics, interesting audio goodies, and occasional etc. My website is dublarrywinfield.com. Hey, Geek Notes! Okay, it's a lot shorter this week, beginning with a few birthdays. Happy birthday, Haki Madhuburi, on Saturday the 23rd. Jessica Eastwood on Sunday the 24th. And Simone Munch on Thursday the 28th. Alright, in Chi-Town, Urban Twang will be at the Heartland Cafe, 7000 North Glenwood Avenue, tonight, Friday, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is Washington's birthday. So, in honor of that, there's no cover charge for anyone bringing a cherry tree. Oh, got a couple Bay Area items. On Saturday, from 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, there's a Small Press Love Fest, presented by Ambush Review, Corium Magazine, Great Weather for Media, Red Bridge Press, and Alley Cat Books. It's held at Alley Cat Books, 3036 24th Street in the Mission District. Admission is free. Beer and wine will be available. Meanwhile, in Oakland, it's Black Women from the Future, showcasing the badassingly inspirational work of African-Jamaican dub poet D.B. Young Anita Africa, poet and queer rights activist Maisha Z. Johnson, poet and director of the Lower Bottom Players Ayodele Nzinga, fiction writer Lisa D. Gray, and hosted by poet and musician Amber McZeal. That's at Warehouse 416, 416 26th Street, from 7 to 9 p.m. Okay, in New York City, on Wednesday the 27th, catch Leslie DeNicola at the Bowery Electric, 327 Bowery at Joey Ramone Place, between 2nd and 3rd Street, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Her band will be performing as part of the Old Soul Revival Showcase. It's their first show of the year, and it's free. Okay, last but not least, an item from Music Connection. Mubu TV, that's Music Business Television, is currently seeking artists and bands for their Mubu TV Featured Artist Series, which will showcase and spotlight videos from new and up-and-coming artists in every genre from around the world. Artists and bands looking to submit their videos for consideration can visit their official website at mubutv.com, hover your mouse over the contact category, and click that submit your video link for the submission guidelines. Hey, Geek Notes details are on the Map Room page. If you have promos, pluggers, gig info, an art opening, etc., send me an email. The address is sundownlounge@larrywinfield.com. And bands and musicians, download links, no attachments, please.
Transfer complete.
Okay, the open mic stage, my eclectic sweet home mix, continues with Iridium, a poem by Janet Kuipers from her Periodic Table of Poetry series. During a guest appearance on WZRD 88.3 FM in support of her feature at the first Poetry Saloon at Noon event at the Chicago Cultural Center on January the 30th. By the way, I believe the ZRD host is my good poetry buddy Kathleen Chandelmeyer Bartels, who often blasts this humble show on the airwaves. Next up is Sirens from Running Out of Time, the album by jazz violin hero Samuel Savoie-Faire Williams, who's been performing at international venues since the age of 5. He has redefined what it means to be a jazz violinist by pioneering new musical vocabulary in the idiom. You can see him in action in the 2005 movie Proof with Gwyneth Paltrow and Anthony Hopkins. And if you're in town, he's playing at Potbelly, 924 West Belmont, on Sunday the 24th, and the Velvet Lounge, 67 East Cermak Road, on Monday the 25th. After that, it's Emotional Distance, a classical indie emo number by Maribel, a band whose eerily intimate songs paint a portrait of a personality that is seemingly at odds, simultaneously tense, and at ease with itself. Nice.
I was thinking about jewelry settings, like platinum group metal, so I could find just the right metal for the perfect setting. But wait, in the periodic table, right next to platinum, there's iridium. It's the second densest element there is, and it looks silvery white, like platinum, but it also has just a hint of a gold hue to it. This sounds perfect. But wait a minute, because iridium is so hard and brittle, it would probably break apart. But one thing that's cool is that when scientists study the Cretaceous and the Paleogene period boundary from 65 million years ago, they found a strong layer of iridium-rich clay. And no one knows for sure, but scientist Luis Alvarez and his team theorized that a massive asteroid collision or a comet impact, which may have led to the driving the dinosaurs to extinction, that these interstellar objects that collided with the Earth were rich in iridium, leaving iridium in the clay that separated these two geologic periods. It's just a theory, but it sounds kind of cool, and it's just more way to find iridium so fascinating, even if I can't have it in jewelry. Now that I think about it, there might be something to this Alvarez theory, because right now, there is what they call the Iridium Satellite Constellation, which literally is a set of satellites covering voice and data storage around the world for cell phones and mobile electronic devices. So yeah, if iridium can relate to a change in geologic historic periods, and if it can relate to satellites orbiting the Earth now for global communication, that's all the more reason to admire this dense, heavy element anywhere we can find it.
Yeah!
It's fascinating learning these things about this.
It really is. Now,
I've got.
All right. This set features a seemingly disparate pair of tunes. First, Libertango, a beautifully interpreted composition by Italian tango composer Astor Piazzolla, performed by Maria Luisa Ryan Forero, an internationally renowned harpist who has performed to critical acclaim in the U.S., Europe, Latin America, China, and Japan over the past 20 years. Her just-released latest CD is From Bach to Piazzolla, and coming right after is a well-done, intricate, and highly profane hip-hop number, The Nightmare Before Christmas, by local hip-hop, trip-hop, psychedelic wordsmith Philip Morris, a nerd whose raps you probably like even if you don't like rap. This is a vintage 2006 piece, because he hasn't released any new stuff in a hot minute, mostly doing a lot of collaborations and finishing up the new album with Wide Eyes from Minneapolis. He's also a member of the reggae dub band Dubosaurus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, it's the nightmare before Christmas. Niggas probably ran, I'm hopping out of body bags. I like scaring morticians. Creepy, but it's fun though. Chiefing on the skunk dro, by the way. Also need some DP for my bunghole. I done stole the spotlight. Nigga, relax. After the shows, you'll have to go home with a nicotine patch. Listeners get straight addicted. Fuck the system, we need to rage against it. So I hope this wordplay's convincing. Mad Mardigan, I roll with a gang of midgets. Spitting acidic liquids changed to redder shades of litmus. Dangerous, mixing fire with gas. Shat on the industry.
Didn't think of wiping his ass.
Keep it functified, crunk and live. Yes, I'm drunk and high, true. Nice, smooth on the mic, but I dance like a white dude. This is handcrafted hip-hop pottery. You're not a Don Juan, nigga. Use a Don Juan wannabe. I'm Sean Connery. Rock a beat like Sisyphus. Reaching in my pockets deep and picking lint. I'm the antithesis of Richie Rich. My car is a mess. Fought so hard to catch this train of thought regardless of stress. The architect, hard to rest when he's up at night. Puffing pipes, coming up with rough designs to unplug your mind
from the makeshift matrix. And if you ain't heard of him before, it's about fucking time, cause I'm a nightmare, your worst nightmare. I'm the reason that you're nervous and you're quite scared. Underneath the fucking surface, yo, I'm right there. I'm the reason that you're waking up with white hairs. I'm a nightmare, your worst nightmare. You can kiss my ass cheeks, I've got a nice pair. And I don't need a lot of muscle, I don't fight fair. Philip Morris got the hustle on the mic, yeah.
I'll beat a bad kid's ass, trip him while their parents ain't looking. That'll give them ample time to marinate. I serenade careless dates with skin flute solos. Chase around the room in a thin blue kimono. That's what happens when you mix pimp juice and no doze. Hit MySpace and post the improved photos. Homegrown herbs got me higher than Kid Icarus. Talk out the side of my mouth like a aspiring ventriloquist. This is not a warning. I'm worse than Chewbacca storming down your block at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hard to ignore me. Thanks to the dishonorable George B, I can subject you to waterboarding until you're screaming, stop it no more, please. Straight to the psych ward after this hospital quarantine. Popping Thorazine, smelling like hot garbage and corned beef. He's a clever dude, tied his sheets together quick, beat the sedatives and climbed outside and preached the rhetoric. My bloodstream contains high levels of mescaline, plus Hunter S. Thompson Spectre is resting in my chest.
Yes.
Hip-hop journalism gets injected with a fresh syringe. Psychoanalysts are like,
it's evident Tourette's exists.
A pestilence in the form of this fresh cadence. You ain't seen this level of horror since Wes Craven.
I'm the cause of your heavy breathing. And if you're starting to feel tense, niggas, you got every reason. I'm a nightmare, your worst nightmare. I'm the reason that you're nervous and you're quite scared. Underneath the fucking surface, yo, I'm right there. I'm the reason that you're waking up with white hairs. I'm a nightmare, your worst nightmare. You can kiss my ass cheeks, I've got a nice pair. And I don't need a lot of muscle, I don't fight fair. Philip Morris got the hustle on the mic, yeah.
Okay, this set opens with Beginning to an End. Some virtuoso classical guitar by Brian Evans, who doesn't have a bio out, but says, above all else, his music is his autobiography. After that, we have a fresh poem by Beatriz Ruiz about her worst job ever, read at La Bruquena on January 16th during the Chicago venue event Palabra Pura. And after that, we have Flat Effect, an indie rock piece by They All Have Legs, a band that formed in 2009 and the next year scored radio play on WXRT 93.1 FM and an interview in Folk magazine from the UK. They've also rocked the stage at The Double Door, Martyrs, and the Hard Rock Cafe. Cool.
Thank you.
everybody. So I'm Beatriz, and I read here for the first time about 2 months ago for Rooster for the Devils, and it was wonderful. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be live up here for about 2.5 minutes. So this is one of a series of poems about the unsavory things I had to do to get myself through grad school. This is the unsavoriest of them. So, it's called A Study in Sensitivity. Good evening, my name is Beatriz, and I'm calling you from an obscure research study that is affiliated with a hospital you've either never been to or probably no longer remember, to ask you if you'd like to participate in our research study. In a 2-hour-long interview, we will ask you to remember how many strawberries you've eaten in the last year, how many slices of bread you've eaten in the same amount of time. If you identify with any of these racial or ethnic categories, Caucasian, Latino, or Black, we're really shooting for two of those. I think you know which ones. And if you're one of the millions without insurance, we'll ask you what was done to your 1, 5, or 10-year-old body when it decided to turn on itself. Which poisons were picked for you? Which eye was removed when it reflected light and no more could be done? Which arm or which leg? Lastly, we'll ask if in the past week you felt too depressed or have been in too much pain to do the following: run a mile, lift a chair, get dressed, or get out of bed. If you answered no, dear cancer survivor, that's great news. We can give you your $50 compensation for your participation, and you can be on your way. If you answered yes, well, I'm deeply sorry. We can give you $50 and nothing more, because our job is to observe, not intervene. We can't help your depression, or your anxiety, or your hypothyroidism, or your diabetes, which I'm sure you have one, if not all of the above. Nor can we help you if you've been recently diagnosed with cancer again at the ripe old age of 26, or if you've contracted graft-versus-host disease and have lost 3 of your limbs out of 4 as a result. I'm sorry. My higher-ups are here because they're being paid to add a little bit of color to the research. And I'm here because I look like you, and they figured that would be useful. So, are you interested? Thank you.
Got the hinges to work on my door again. Slight withdrawal, I feel myself for sure. I got a hat, helps to keep all them out. And flat effect is taking hold again. And Martin says they broadcast into our world. I'm out of touch, I'm holding your hand fine. The ground shakes, we stop staring at us. And flat effect is taking hold again.
All right. Last set opens with The Last Time, indie alternative rock by Model Stranger, dubbed rock and roll classicists, and an eclectic synthesis of psychedelic grunge and classic rock by the Chicago Press. After the band's debut release, Dreams and Bones, charted on CMJ stations, the band hit the road playing over 150 shows in the first 18 months together. Look for their Live at the Double Door release. And we close out the stage with an additional hip-hop indie number, Bang Out. Yeah, profane as hell, but dropping much truth, by Rhodes, from the deep South Side, Wild Hunted's neighborhood, which is known for its strong pedigree of MCs, like Big Nasty, Shauna, 211, Literature, and Mickey Halstead, to name a few. This piece is the first single from Focus or Fold, his first release after a 5-year hiatus. Hey, quality over quantity. If you're in the Midwest, you can catch him at Deluxe Barn Lounge in Muncie, Indiana on Wednesday the 27th, the Patio Tavern in Middlefield, Ohio on Friday the 1st, and the Spot Lounge in Neenah, Wisconsin on Friday the 15th.
Thank you. What's up? For some reason, I just can't understand. I don't understand what the problem is. Lito, what's up? What's the problem? I don't understand. Maybe this it. Where's the originality? Too many formalities. Saturated music and whack MCs. Your man sold his soul for a couple of G's. His album went timber from smoking too many trees. All his dick riding, it's like a disease. Making me sick to the stomach. All for the cheese. Every line's about a drink. Bitches with big asses. Chains, rims, and tires. Frames on your glasses. People misled about what hip hop is. They posted for the wizard. I give you the biz. The game's in the drought. Niggas are selling out. Take another route. Sticking your chest out. Fuck these niggas, it's out. Stand out, game bang the track, my nigga. Bang out, amplify the flames coming from your mouth. Keep the lames on the shelf so they never come out. Bang 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 out. I'm writing again. Every day's life in a pen. Making strategic moves, just getting it in. Survival of the fittest, I swear I never quit this. Promise to give 100% long as I'm in this. This corny lame rap's not it or where it's at. LPs are bad crack, but artists getting fat. Songs played all day, that's way your way. Real hip-hop artists get turned away. Too many tools and avenues to generate revenues. While labels try to fucking dictate you. Live off your dreams and don't pay you. Sign on the dotted line and then pimp you. Get wise, get dope. Kill the Chrissy Snow, up the ante on the game. The Chris gotta go, keep the hustle and the grind. That's for every show. Grab the mic, recite tight, and let everybody know. Bang out. 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 Four fours with the clips. Semi-autos on the hip. A-day new schemes. Mastermind for chips. Heatless, won't hesitate to star shit, leave them breathless. Where they converse with the narcs at, click clack, wet them from the front and the back. Black lyrical stick and jackhead where they pump the sail to cracks at. Spark this inferno where the flames spit. Hell on earth, heaven's in the midst of griminess. Pipes and blood, fiends crave for hits. Chicks turn around, bust down and blow dick. Word to Sean Hayes, I leave you in a daze. Flow equivalent to a labyrinth, a difficult maze. Relax in your whip, set the blunts ablaze. Frank Lito on the track, leave you dazed. Fade to black, black, fall back, flatline. Juggernaut through this rap shit, going for mines. Bang out. Bang out. Bang out. Bang out. Bang out.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
The Map Room, my hangout for weird science and alternative tech, has items this week all from Impact Lab. Item 1 is the Mobile Mini House, a very cool and modern version of a spaceship-type house. It's compact, yet holds a bathroom, living room, bedroom, kitchen, and an office in the 252-degree living area. The mobile walls and floor of each unit run on rails and can be slid open easily. Just like you open one of those Japanese fans, you open up this trailer from under its protective shell and set up. The designers are Stephanie Bellinger, Amari Watine, Francois Gustin, and David Dethour. And check out the pictures. Item 2. You probably won't be surprised to hear that someone has used 3D printers to make a car. In this case, the car is the Urbee, a tiny three-wheeled economy car with an electric motor, internal combustion engine, and a 3D printed frame. No, they didn't print the engine. Designed by the Manitoba-based Core Ecologic, the Urbee was manufactured using a Stratasys Fortis printer, which is able to cut down on parts by printing the Urbee in roughly 50 large blocks. Predictably, cost is an early concern, though Core says that the price disadvantage could evaporate as 3D printing technology continues to evolve. Oh, and printing the cars should take about 2,500 hours or roughly 3 months. Item 3. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the first treatment that can restore limited eyesight to some blind people last week. It's an exciting milestone, well, despite the caveats. The treatment involves electrodes implanted in the eyes of people whose retinas are damaged. The FDA approved the implants for people with severe cases of retinitis pigmentosa, a relatively small patient population. But the company that makes the implants, Second Sight Medical Products, says they can benefit a much broader group of people with vision problems, including many elderly people who suffer from macular degeneration. Oh, Second Sight isn't the only company working on retinal prostheses. A German company, Retina Implant AG, has a system that was undergoing clinical trials last year. And finally, item 4. Computer scientists have created a revolutionary new computer that can reprogram itself if it finds a fault. The computer mimics the randomness found in nature and can instantly recover from crashes by repairing corrupted data. Dubbed a systemic computer, the self-repairing machine, now operating at University College London, could keep mission-critical systems working. Well, for instance, it could allow drones to reprogram themselves to cope with combat damage or help create more realistic models of the human brain. Now, today's computers work steadily through a list of instructions. One is fetched from the memory and executed, then the result of the computation is stashed in memory. That is then repeated, all under the control of a sequential timer called a program counter. While the method is great for number crunching, it doesn't lend itself to simultaneous operations. Even when it feels like your computer is running all your software at the same time, it's just pretending to do that, flicking its attention very quickly between each program, says UCL computer scientist Peter Bentley. He and UCL's Christos Sakellariou, I hope I got that right, have created a computer in which data is married up with instructions on what to do with it. For example, it links the temperature outside with what to do if it's too hot. It then divides the results up into pools of digital entities called systems. The systems carry out their instructions simultaneously, with no one system taking precedence over the others. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it should work, but it does. And Bentley will tell a conference on evolvable systems in Singapore in April that it works much faster than expected. Please visit the map room for the complete articles with links, the Geek Notes bits, the archives from previous shows, and the cool maps I found on the map room page. Okay, Venue Verite is my segment for interesting audio goodies and occasional etc. This week, we cap it with a classic poem by the cat we all know and love as Slam Pappy, Mark Smith, reading My Father's Coat at the Green Mill on June 19, 2011, performing on Fear No Art, a show that airs on Chicago's PBS station, WTTW. Hey, enjoy.
This is probably the only poem of mine that will ever be remembered after I'm dead. I'm wearing my father's coat. He has died. I didn't like him, but I wear the coat. I'm wearing the coat of my father, who is dead. I didn't like him, but I wear the coat. A younger man stopping me on the street has asked, "Where'd you get a coat like that?" I answered, "That was my father's, who's now gone, passed away." The younger man shuts up. It's not that I'm trying now to be proud of my father. I didn't like him. He was a narrow man. It was more of everything he should have done, more of what he should have tried to understand. The coat fit him well. It fits me now. I didn't love him, but I wear the coat. Most of us show off to one another. Fashions of who we are. Sometimes buttoned to the neck, sometimes overpriced. Sometimes surprising even ourselves in garments we would have never dreamed of wearing. I wear my father's coat, and it seems to me that this is the way the most of us make each other's acquaintance, in coats we have taken to be our own.
Bravo.
The music bed this week is a nice pair of guitar jazz numbers. Dee's Blues by Bobby Broom, a cat born in Harlem and raised on the Upper West Side of New York City, who took up guitar at 12 and 5 years later made his first appearance with Sonny Rollins at Carnegie Hall. He moved to Chi-Town in the 80s and has worked with Kenny Burrell, Stanley Turrentine, Charles Erlin, Miles Davis, Kenny Garrett, and Dr. John, among others. He holds a master's in jazz pedagogy from Northwestern and conducts clinics, masterclasses, and lectures nationwide and abroad. Oh, and if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, catch him at the Rhythm Room on Tuesday, March 5th. It's followed by Waist Deep by Lauren Middleton, an independent artist, composer, publisher, and broadcaster of original and eclectic music who lives in Oak Park. His broad influences, from Hendrix to James Taylor, are apparent in his collection of original compositions that Lauren publishes through his own label, Low Jazz Records. Nice. And hey, if you dig the show, you can subscribe on my pod page, Podcast Pickle and Juice, among other places. My show, once again, is back in iTunes, just not in the podcast directory. You gotta search for it. My personal podcast, The Patio, is at Podomatic. My catalog of audio poetry and fiction is on sale through my publishing imprint, 1223 Press, found on my website and Facebook. Catch videos of featured bands from the Sundown Lounge playlist on my TV Room page and my YouTube channel, Soapbox Cinema. Okay, next week's episode, show 312 on March the 1st, of course, will be another West Coast showcase. And show 313 on the 8th, aside from heralding the return of Daylight Savings Time, we'll take on that challenge I pondered a few shows back, checking out the music scene in Tehran and seeing what Iranian youth are up to. Should be interesting. I'm Larry, enjoying the vibe at Q Studios in the library at the Civic Center. And this is Sundown Lounge from San Francisco.